It's mid-March and a bit early for big sap runs in Sandy Bay Township, just a couple miles south of the Canadian border. But in the maple syrup business, Mother Nature dictates the work schedule. And last night's freeze in today's nearly 60-degree temperature means that it's all hands on deck at Gray J Maple Works.
This is what we've collected since about 8 o'clock.
It's just four hands in this case, as couple Donna and Jeremy Fragon manage sap drawn from 8,000 taps through an array of blue-tinted tubing that crisscrosses the sugar bush they lease from the state.
Yeah, it's coming pretty good right now.
The raw sap has already flooded the bottom third of a 5,000-gallon tank. And when it runs like this, Donna and Jeremy work virtually nonstop.
You get a feel for what you need to do to keep up with it. And there are nights we don't sleep much. There are nights we don't sleep at all.
Jeremy sets out on the snowmobile to check the lines for vacuum leaks and damage caused by moose, but more often by red squirrels. Meanwhile, Donna is at the sugar house, monitoring the evaporator and making adjustments. Even the slightest change in barometric pressure can affect the taste and quality of the syrup, which Donna lets me sample. And Gray J Maple Works makes quite a bit of it, about 3,200 gallons last year. Somerset County produces roughly 95% of the maple syrup in Maine, and it's the largest producing county in the United States.
You know, so many people don't know what we're doing up here, you know, and there's a lot of us in this area and in Maine.
This mom-and-pop business, nestled at the base of 2,000-foot mountains, is more prolific and mechanized than some of the operations that dominate the maple scene in southern Maine and much of New England, where sap harvesting is more of a shoulder season crop for local farms. Those smaller operations could become increasingly rare, as erratic sap runs make it harder for smaller maple producers to produce enough syrup to justify the expenses. And scientists warn that the maple belt, the area where sugar maple trees can grow, is narrowing amid rising temperatures and extreme weather events.
It's clear that that is shifting north and will continue to shift north.
Andy Whitman is with the environmental group Manomet.
Northern Maine may still be in that belt 50 to 100 years from now, but southern Maine will not.
Whitman's assessment largely aligns with a 2019 report by the University of Massachusetts Amherst and the U.S. Geological Survey. It predicts maple syrup production in most of New England will be cut in half by the end of the century. At the same time, the effects of climate change are making the region increasingly inhospitable for sensitive sugar maple trees to thrive. University of Maine Cooperative Extension researcher Jason Lilly says it's widely accepted in the industry that climate change is affecting syrup production. He says sap season is coming earlier and ending sooner, especially in southern New England, where the freeze-thaw cycle that makes for good sap runs is hard to predict, forcing producers to make difficult choices.
So it's this very fine line of, should we tap early and catch those first two runs and potentially miss out on the quantity of what we could get at the end or not?
Northern Maine appears to be more insulated from that kind of variability. But Lilly says there's concern that extreme weather events such as drought can also affect the health of maple trees and the quality of the sap they produce. He says Maine producers didn't see a big drop-off in sap production last year, but the sugar content was significantly lower than usual. The working hypothesis is that the extreme drought from 2 years prior stressed out the maple trees.
So that there's less photosynthesis, less sugar production from that photosynthesis, and then lower sap sugar content.
Bill Jarvis noticed the same thing in the syrup produced by Arnold Farms, just across the road from Gray J Maple Works.
A lot of sap, low sugar content, for whatever reason.
Jarvis is a local forest manager who is guiding two Maine Public reporters on a tour of that massive maple operation, which produced nearly 20,000 gallons of syrup last year, output that required processing more sap than usual because of the lower sugar content. Some producers here chalk it up to the persistent drought in northern Somerset County. Jarvis, who manages logging operations in the area, says the syrup industry here isn't yet seeing the effects of climate change, but he has had to pull logging crews out of the woods sooner because of the earlier start to mud season.
Like I say, the big sugar producers haven't really seen it as much, but I have on the timber harvesting side.
Jarvis manages the property that's leased by Claude and Francois Rodrigue, a father-son duo whose business has expanded rapidly over the past two decades, and who are among many Canadian producers operating in Somerset County. Some are here because they once worked as loggers in the area. Others because they can produce more syrup than in Canada, where limitations and quotas are set by the Quebec maple syrup producers. And they say they don't worry about low sugar content and sap very much. They have sap in abundance. It flows from 80,000 taps set by teams of migrant workers and is pushed along through 5 video-monitored pump houses and funneled into the sugar house through 6 miles of underground piping. And Claude, who has been in the syrup business for a long time, says he hasn't noticed big changes in the sugaring season here.
I would say no, it's different year to year. We finish as late now than 20 years ago, but each year is different. But more or less, it looks the same.
As the tour of the operation is about to end, Francois alerts us that sugar content in this batch of sap is already on the rise. If all goes well, it will climb above 2%, which is the standard.
But I don't know about tomorrow. We only know if we get it as we get. We got to be very, very adaptive to everything that can happen.
The same goes for Maine's $50 million maple syrup industry and maple operations across New England as they adapt to the changing climate. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Steve Missler.